As we contemplate the year ahead, we can't think for too long without thinking about our relationships, the good ones, the mediocre ones, and the downright destructive and hurtful ones too. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to take a look at your relationships from a different perspective. It is just so good to be with you again today, looking forward together at the year that lies ahead. And as we think about that year, all of the good things and the difficult things that are going to come our way, it's hard to think for more than just a few minutes without turning our attention to relationships. Have you ever thought about how many relationships you have? Relationships ranging from absolutely crucial to distant, fantastic to fiasco, blessing to bust. And those relationships, it turns out, have a huge impact on the quality and the effectiveness of the lives that we lead. So what if we looked across all of those relationships, looked at the ones that are causing us grief, and did something about them? What impact would that have on our lives this year? This week, on A Different Perspective, we're looking at spring cleaning our lives. Over the week so far, we've looked at spring cleaning our homes, our finances, our priorities. And if you've missed any of those, you can go and listen to them again online at our website. There are different sorts of people in our lives, and one of the groups of people that we have in our lives are what I've called poisonous people. We all have them. People who drag us down, people who criticize and abuse and compromise. Recently, my wife Jackie and I met a couple, and here was this married woman behaving improperly without setting appropriate boundaries. It's so easy for us to have friendships and relationships with people who are poisonous people. There's a great picture of the Apostle Paul on the island of Malta. You can read about it in the 28th chapter of the book of Acts in the New Testament. And he's picking up some wood and a viper, a snake, bites him on the hand and starts pumping poison into him. And he shakes it off and throws it into the fire. We all know people like that, people who, when we're around them, they pump poison into our spirits. I would contend that part of having a healthy life is looking at some of those relationships that, in fact, we shouldn't even be in. Some of the sorts of people that are so bad for us, we need to just say, I'm not going to have a relationship with this person. You might be listening and say, but that's not a very Christian attitude to have. Well, I would point you to what Jesus said to the disciples when he sent them out. You can read about it in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 14. He said, look, go into these towns and tell them about the good news, about me. But if they don't listen, shake the dust off your feet, go to the next town. Sometimes there are people in our lives and in our hearts, we know who they are. We're having friendships and relationships with that are just dragging us down. Is it time to spring clean those? Maybe those people are really close. Maybe they're family. Maybe they're husband or wife. Maybe someone's being hard on us and it's hurting us. And we think, well, this is my husband or this is my wife. I just can't leave them. I would agree with you. I would agree that it's not time to trash a marriage or to trash our children. It's not what I'm talking about. But in that case, I just wonder whether it's time to deal with the issues, to try and figure out what it is that I'm doing wrong in this relationship. Come on, honestly. Because half the time, bad relationships come back to what you and I are doing, not what the other person's doing. And then also dealing with issues. If someone is always angry with us, if someone is always criticizing us, or if someone's always sitting down whinging, sure, let's love them. Let's encourage them. Let's be there for them. But let's speak the truth in love. You know, if you are having a tough day, if you just feel like grumbling and you're with me, I'll empathize with you. I'll counsel you. I'll listen to you. I'll love you. But I'll tell you what, there's one thing I won't do. I won't sit down and grumble with you, and I won't let you ruin my life. Sometimes we need to confront issues, because if we let poisonous people continue to pump poison into us, eventually it's going to hurt us. The second group of people that I'd like to talk about are distant people. There are sometimes people whom we should be close to. Our family, maybe an older parent, maybe a brother or a sister who's grown up, maybe our kids. You know, kids go from being a kid to being a teenager, and somewhere along the line there, as most teenagers do, they close their lives off. And we end up feeding them, clothing them, driving them, disciplining them, but sometimes we don't have a relationship with them. It's not an easy time having teenagers in our family, and parents have kind of different sets of standards, and kids want to do, you know what it's like. You've been there. What do we do about the people who are distant from us that we really should be close to? What can we do to spring clean that relationship? I truly believe that we need to be creative in serving them, in talking to them, in building bridges for them. It's so easy, it's so much fun, and we reap such great rewards. Who is it in your life? Who is it in my life that we should be close to, but somehow we've drifted apart? You know, you are an incredibly creative person. What things can you dream up? How can you use your imagination, your abilities, who God has made you to be creative about building a bridge back into that person's life, building a relationship into that difficult teenager's space? It's an exciting thing to contemplate. Dealing with poisonous people, that can be hard. Building bridges across gaps, that is exciting stuff. The third group of people I think we need to talk about are people who ooze God. You know who I'm talking about. Those people that you know that have this special sort of wisdom, this grace. They're just a joy and a blessing to be around. They have a deep influence on us. You know what I think? I think we need to hang around those people more, to watch, to listen, to learn, to ask, to really understand them. The Apostle Paul wrote this in one of the letters in the New Testament. It's the letter to the Philippians, chapter 4 and verse 8. He said, whatever is true, whatever is honourable, whatever is just and pure, and whatever's a blessing, whatever's commendable, if there's any excellence or anything worthy of praise, think about those things. I'd like to turn that around and say, if anyone is good and honourable and just and pure, if you know anyone who's a blessing and they're commendable and they do excellent things, hang around them. We live in a world that hungers after role models. We look at footballers and we look at actors and we look at musicians. What about some of the good and godly people around us? If we're going to spring clean our relationships, shouldn't we hang around with some people that just ooze God out of their pores? Poisonous people, distant people, people who ooze God. The last part of spring cleaning relationships, I wanted to leave the best to last. Jesus. Because I believe that we can't do the first three without him. One of the things I love to do is I have a grand piano in my study and I love to sing and to play that piano. And there's one particular song that I really love. And opening lyrics go like this. It says, oh Lord, you're beautiful. Your face is all I seek. And when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. The Bible says that if we take a person-sized step towards him, he takes a God-sized step towards us. Some people look at Jesus and it never occurs to them that he's a person, that he's someone to have a relationship with, that he's someone to sit down and listen to and pray to and just let him speak into our spirits. And yet that's exactly what he wants for us. And James said, look, if you're struggling with wisdom, I believe that as we look at dealing with poisonous people and distant people and people who ooze God, if you're struggling for wisdom, go and ask him, and he ungrudgingly gives to everybody who asks. If I were going to spring clean my relationships, I'd start with the best, Jesus. In the middle of the ordinary, the mundane, the unfair even, right in the middle of life, so often God's defining moments appear, seemingly small and insignificant things that change the course of our lives, and it's so easy for us to miss them. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Turning Mistakes into Miracles. It's all about helping you to lay hold of the powerful new things that God wants to do in your life this year. To request your free copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Hey, thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.